Sit with an attitude of surrender to the Lord and to the Guru. Let us invoke their blessings upon us. Back erect, but not stiff. Eyes softly closed. Pay attention to the entire body, from the head to the toes, and from the toes to the head. Relax each part with full attention. Pay attention to each part of the body and relax. Completely relaxed. Now, slow deep breaths in and out. Pause between inspiration and expiration, and expiration and inspiration. Mentally chant Om as you breathe out. Slow deep breath in, pause, and then chant Om. Long as you breathe out. Body relaxed, full attention to the breath. Shloka for today. Nana Chidra Ghatodara Sthitamaha Deepa Prabhabhaswaram Jnanam Yasya Tu Chakshuradhikarana Dvara Bahispandate Jana Miti Tameva Bhantamanubhat Etat Samastam Jagat Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Just as at Navratri or Diwali or Halloween, we have a pumpkin or a fanus or a wooden circular cone, circular. And the light of consciousness, the light within the container shines out through various holes that are in that container. It can be the Halloween pumpkin or it can be the light during Navratri or Diwali. A pot can also have holes, and the light is put in the middle of them. This light shines out through these holes, illumining the room, making a beautiful pattern through the holes, the light emits and enlivens the room. Same way, the light of consciousness within every one of us, that is within and without. But in this example, it works within us. And through the eyes, the ears, the nose, and so on, we can see, hear, smell, taste, touch all the objects. Through the mind, it illumines all emotions. I feel all emotions due to the presence of consciousness going out through the mind. Same way the eyes can see when the light of consciousness goes out through the mind, through the eyes, to illumine all objects. Through the intellect, it goes out to illumine the world of thoughts. So we have five holes, the five senses, the mind and the intellect. Janami tameva bhaktam anubhava. And I know that I know everything due to the presence of this light, without which my mind, my intellect, my sense organs would be non-functional. In this text, the light is the Lord within, Dakshinamurti Bhagwan, Lord Shiva himself, who appears as a guru to give this knowledge. So I prostrate to the Lord within that, through my senses, through my mind and intellect, illumines everything that I know, feel, think, see, hear, etc. And that light of consciousness is my own true nature, is not something different from me. Me as the spirit, as the consciousness. The Lord within and I are one. I am that. So for the next few minutes, pay attention to that light of consciousness, which is illumining all my senses and my antakara. Concentrate on that. That is me. That is my higher nature, my true nature. I am that, not this collection of elements, not this BMI. That is the Om. That is truth. So for next few minutes, contemplate on what is it that is going out through the senses to illumine the world of objects. शांति शांति शांति। For the next week, as you move around, pay attention to the light of consciousness that is shining out through the eyes, ears, nose, so on, speech, tongue, taste, and the mind and intellect. Shift your attention from the objects to the light within the awareness, the consciousness. Not only in meditation, but as you go about your daily activities, try to be mindful of this consciousness, this light, the Lord's presence within us. Thank you.